My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Like, I looked at this the very same way, but when you compared this to other negotiations and you said, hey, this will work out because this is the way it always goes, I don't think any of the other ones ever sounded and felt like this. This is absolutely unprecedented that a 49er homegrown star is being given permission to negotiate with other teams in August. That's never happened before, Gene.
Yeah, but once again, all the other options make less sense, including you really much less of a chance to win a Super Bowl. I mean, I don't know. I'm scratching my head over this. I still think they're going to get it done. They'll sit down, they'll hammer it out, you know, they'll come to compromise, and it'll get done.
Yeah, Gene, thanks.
Yeah. I would have bought that call last week, but Gene, it just doesn't feel like that is even a thought on either side. If there's been no conversation of note since May, and, you know, Shanahan is this annoyed, and Ayuk is looking to be traded, and they're shopping for other destinations, the last thing that I foresee is the two sides sitting down at the table and trying to figure out how to find middle ground.
Feels like it would be surprising at this point.
Feels like that ship has sailed.
I hope that he is right, but that feels a little overly optimistic, and that's coming from the biggest optimist who's ever lived.
You're very optimistic, yeah. And I think the only other scenario that could happen is, you know, the Pittsburgh trade the Niners don't want to do. And the New England deal, Ayuk doesn't want to take. And the Cleveland one doesn't work out. And you start to get, well, Washington, well, they're not going to give the Niners enough. So you go through all four of these scenarios, and they don't want to do an extension. So maybe he has to just swallow hard and actually play football on the fifth-year option. I do think that there's still a chance that that happens.
Well,
do you think there's already so much water under the bridge?
Maybe. I just don't know. Like, okay. If this has gotten to the point, you remember, you know, we mentioned Mike Silver earlier calling it a war of wills. If that's what this is, because Kyle said today, like, we haven't talked since May. All right, so if you haven't talked since May, we're all sitting here talking about a contract negotiation nobody's negotiating. Who the hell's negotiating? Nobody's even talking to each other. All you're doing is ticking each other off. That's not negotiating. That's not contract talks. That's who can yell F you the loudest. So if that's what we're doing, well, now we've got a very, very different reality and a different conversation about what's going on. And that's where the idea of just play on the fifth-year option becomes scary. Because, yes, the Niners could treat Brandon like one of their kids. Get your butt in the wide receiver room.
Man.
Grab your pads and get out there. And if he's like, no. Fine, you go to your room. You stay there. And then we just sit. And the Niners play football games, and Brandon loses millions and millions of dollars.
Well, he gets paid this year.
Right. Well, we'll see, potentially.
Yeah.
Like, does he suit up?
Well, all he has to do is show up.
Yeah.
He can suit up.
He's got to. Well, but if he shows up and suits up, the Niners will put him out there.
Well,
and if he dogs it, then he's really losing millions because there's no other NFL team that's going to pay him after that kind of behavior.
Yeah, it's less likely.
So it's this war of wills that's going on.
That's right.
Okay, well, if that's what's going on, then yeah, it just at a certain point becomes like, how long do we want to just sit here and have this fight? And at what point does it become a net negative when the season starts?
Well, I think it's already there.
And I think Kyle might agree.
And that's where, you know, you talk about a net negative and the 49ers will practice tomorrow. And after the practice, I don't think he's scheduled to talk. I'll have to check my email, but you know, no matter when he's supposed to talk again, the questions will come up. No, tomorrow's a Nick Sorensen and then Chris Foerster on Thursday. So Shanny's clear until after the game on Saturday, but every time he is required to step to the microphone, the questions will be about Brandon Ayuk more than they will be about, hey, how about that third down play today?
Possibly.
Mike in Santa Clara, weigh in. Hey, Mike, thanks for calling Willard and Dibbs. What's up?
Thanks, guys. Great to hear from you again. I have to disagree with the last two callers, especially. Trent Williams is the number one option out of the two. I think Ayuk just, you know, look, he has no leverage whatsoever. Trent, you have the best left tackle in the game. And I said it even yesterday on Steiny and Guru, like, how is Brock Purdy going to be able to throw the damn ball if he doesn't have his blind side protected? You need to take care of the quarterback, especially when you're trying to sign. If he's going to be ready for a new contract, he needs to be the one that needs to be taken care of. And you know what? If Ayuk doesn't want to play, you know what? That's on him. He's going to, if he doesn't want to play, or if he ends up slacking on his playing production, that's going to cost him, like you said, Willard, just millions and millions of dollars. So he has no leverage whatsoever. If he doesn't want to go to the Patriots, oh, I'm sorry. You know what? Cry about it more, you big baby. Seriously. At the same time, like, I mean, it's for real. You know what? You're playing in the NFL. You're making millions of dollars. Make it happen, okay? You want your money? Then prove it. And I know he had a great season. One season. That's it. And so, I mean,
Mike, it's been three seasons, pretty damn consistent. I do want to say that some of the hypotheticals we've talked about earlier, we don't know to be reality. I don't know that Brandon Ayuk has said no to the New England Patriots. He's reportedly still weighing options. So, you know, I get a little uncomfortable with the whole calling him a big baby thing. This is what I said. There's a lot of ifs, thens involved in way. And thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. If Brandon Ayuk got to a point where he's demanding a trade and the 49ers have a trade in place and the team that is acquiring Brandon is willing to meet his stated financial goal and Brandon says no, then if all of those things were true, then I would say, Brandon, you're not doing this in good faith. You're trying to force free agency when you're not a free agent, and that's not fair. That's not okay. Wouldn't call him a big baby. If he wants his money, go for the money. But yes, if you're under contract with an employer, they won't meet your financial goals. You ask for them to send you somewhere else that will meet your financial goals. Then you go where you go. Like Brandon basically is essentially saying, I want to go where I want to go and damn the compensation that you get in return. It's like, well, hold on a second.
That's not the way this works.
That's not the way this works.
But he does have a certain amount of power. You can call it leverage. You can call it whatever you want. But he has the ability to exercise his right to either sign or not sign, regardless of what the money is. New England could offer more money than Pittsburgh, and he can just not want to go to New England because he sees the quarterback situation and he sees the fact that that team's not very good, and so he can just let it be known that he won't sign an extension with that team. And now you can call him whatever you want to call him. It's ultimately his career, and he has to make the decisions that he thinks are best for himself. And so, you know, maybe it isn't just money that is the big determinant. And if it is, I want to go to this one team or maybe two teams and go play with my buddy in Washington. That may not work for the Niners.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure they're trying to make this work for both sides. If they are set like, okay, we're going to have to trade Brandon Ayuk. This is just not going to work here. The Niners' number one job, their number one goal is to win the trade and try to get as much back as they can. Their second goal would be to let him go somewhere where he can be happiest, because that's what you're trying to do. But first and foremost,
probably was what they were trying to do.
Get the compensation.
I don't think that they don't feel motivated to me to be like, well, make sure Brandon ends up somewhere that he likes. I don't think they care about that at all.
Well, their first goal is always going to be to get the best possible trade compensation. Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. But obviously the acquiring team's going to need Brandon to agree to sign, or else there's no point. There's no deal. You know, I mean, the latest report out.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Out there is that the Steelers are back in, but make no mistake, the reason the Steelers are not already done is because whatever they've offered the Niners has been, in the Niners' eyes, nothing special. So that's a no. You know, you could also look at it this way. Let's say everybody's desires don't get met. There's no spot that both satisfies Brandon and the Niners. All right?
No deal.
What happens? Who loses?
Well, they all lose. Because
do they?
Well, Brandon.
Or does Brandon grab the number 11 jersey and get on the field?
Hey, that's what he does.
Okay.
And I don't know what he does to go about. Now, TJ Houshmandzadeh, his personal coach, told us that he's going to play ball. He's going to get out there and he's going to play. If worst comes to worst, BA's going to play football. He's going to go out there and put his helmet on and play football and get 800,000 a game or whatever the number is. It's right about that, 800 and change. And he'll go out there and ball out. And, you know, what does it do to the locker room? What does it do to the wide receiver room? What does it do to a lot of things? Does Brandon Ayuk act differently? Does he show frustration when he's not getting the ball as much as he'd like? And, you know, it might cast a pall over the year. All eyes would be on Brandon and Kyle Shanahan just trying to see.
Yeah, you don't want that.
No, you don't.
You don't want that.
And you get into a situation where, you know, he subbed out for Ricky Pearsall and everyone, Brandon Ayuk was not in there. They got in the red zone and he took out Ayuk because he wants to keep Brandon down. He wants to keep Brandon's numbers down. He's out to get Brandon.
Like the Niners, I think, have prided themselves, I think. I don't know this, but it has felt, at least from the outside, that during the Kyle Shanahan era, the locker room has been a very, very good place to be.
Oh, yeah, it's been incredible.
Like everybody, you know, even Nick Bosa. Nick Bosa, I guess, spoke today, and they asked him, hey, when you were in your little holdout thing going on last year, did you ever think that you were going to be traded? He was like, yes. And his mother told us that right when it ended last year.
No, come on.
No, you did right after the omelets.
Oh, yikes.
Exactly. So anyway.
How do you have those so ready?
I know, that was wild.
That's creepy.
Anyway, Nick was like, yes, it got really crazy in the end. But his larger point was, but I'm really glad it didn't go that way because this is an awesome place to be. This is where I want to be.
So I'm ecstatic about that.
Okay, so even when you've got players who are like, I love all my teammates. I love that we're good. I love the coaching staff. They may be privately upset at the front office upstairs. Those guys think they win every deal. Bleep those guys. And they're probably high-fiving Bosa. Bosa's like, I busted their system. And every player's like, yeah, we're doing it next year. And here we go. But at the end of all of this, yeah, like, it's a good place to be. And people look like they're getting along and pushing in the same direction. Kyle doesn't want someone in the locker room who's pushing in the wrong direction. And that's the problem here.
Yeah, that is the problem. And right now, just by his very presence in the locker room, it is a pall that's hanging over the team because they all see that Brandon Ayuk is there and they know that he's healthy and they know why he's there and why he's not playing. And you never want to count another person's pockets. You never want to talk about somebody else's money, but you're out there busting your hump and sweating and doing drills and you've got this guy in street clothes just kind of chilling. There's got to be a little bit of resentment in the room. It's human nature.
I would think. Yeah. Derek and San Mateo next up. Hi, Derek. What are you doing?
I'm enjoying the conversation. I hate the situation because I love Niners and BA, but this sucks. But it makes for great radio, right?
So. Awesome. I guess. You tell me.
It makes for great radio. I think Brandon and I used to be way too dramatic. Way too dramatic and then way too prideful. Because I think that, you know, when you ask any major league player in any sport, what do you want to do when you get here? They're like, I want to win championships. And Brandon Ayuk is on a team that has the best chance to win a Super Bowl. And he's entertaining the thought of being traded to the Patriots? Or, excuse me? You know, just for more money? And I don't know. There's a lot of other factors. Sure, maybe he'll be happier, I guess. But you're losing out on the best opportunity for you to win a championship. And that is crazy to me. Absolutely crazy. You can make a lot of money on a team that's never going to win. And, I mean, hello, Davante Adams? Hello?
Yeah, know? But, I mean, Davante Adams is somebody making, you know, upwards of $28 million a year. Like, Derek, and thank you very much. Players always say they want to win championships. They do. But think what you're asking Brandon to do there. Now, that's where I'll side with Brandon. You're like, hey, you could make $14 million and go for a championship. Or the other thing is, someone with a young family, you can be guaranteed $65 million and probably make well over $100 to go play and not play for a championship, at least not right away. What would you choose?
Right.
I'll go play for the fourth place company in the market if they want to, like, quintuple my dollars.
And guarantee you lifetime riches.
And, by the way, my job carries with it the threat of my career being over on every single play?
Exactly.
Come on, man.
It's unfair to ask these guys to do that. Now, when Tom Brady takes less as a 35-year-old, and also, incidentally, as the second highest earner in his own household.
Right.
So the $14 million that he was making was dwarfed by what Giselle was making. I make way more than you, Tommy. That's my Giselle.
It's Giselle.
Yeah, nobody likes it but me. I don't even need to see the two.
I don't think people in the sports
number
world have heard Giselle enough to know if your impression is good or not.
It's better than a two.
It sounds like a little old housekeeper. But I don't know. I don't hear Giselle talk a lot.
Yeah.
I don't think men hear Giselle.
Ever.
I think they see her.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Not so much anymore, though.
Correct. Let's go to Alan in Marin. Hi, Alan. You're next up. What's good?
Hey, guys. Semi-regular caller. You probably don't remember, but I called you guys a couple months ago right before the draft, and I said you were triggered, Willard, because at the time, the conventional wisdom was leverage was pretty even on between Ayuk's position and the 49ers' position. I got to say, man, you were completely right then. I don't know how you were right. Probably because fair amount of homerism, you know, not so much objectivity.
Always.
You bust the clocks right twice a day, brother. The bottom line, though, is Ayuk should fire Ryan Williams because the Niners not only called their bluff, but the whatever leverage they might have had in April and May is completely gone. It was gone the day of the draft or the day after the draft. And now he literally has no choice but to play this year. And I'm with Dibs. I think there's a good chance he's going to play this year. He's a fool if he doesn't. If this turns into a multi-game holdout where he starts forfeiting game checks, that's not only going to be bad for his wallet, but it's going to be terrible for his reputation and just how he's viewed on the team. Arguably the toughest position to get into camp late and learn and get up to speed is that quarterback-wide receiver relationship. So he needs to get his butt into camp ASAP, play on his very, very, I'm not going to say CS, and you can use CS, you know, that acronym for what you want. It's not a CS contract year he's playing off of. $14 million to sneeze at, but if he balls out and has the same year he did last year, he'll get $30 million from somebody. He's not going to get that.
Yeah. He'll probably get $33
million
by next year.
Chicken salad is what he was talking about. Chicken salad. Thank you, Alan.
Do you have to be a homer?
I do. I do. So that's
like Alan praising you and then immediately taking a shot at you.
Yeah, that was a backdoor compliment if I've ever
it's
heard one.
It's a Roger Federer.
It's totally fine.
It's a Roger Federer.
Anyway,
it's a backhanded compliment.
More on this coming up. We got some more phone calls to take. We'll get to you. But I'd like imagine how ticked off Kyle Shanahan must be, because they're like again the 49ers still hold all the cards. Brandon can crater his career if the Niners just go no. Not trading you, but they're still going to trade him anyway. That's how mad they are. 888-957-9570. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop? It's Willard and Dibs.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.